Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Today is Saturday, December the 3rd, 2011. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. and Out of a Pure Heart Ministries with your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Unfortunately, Evangelist Scott is out at this time. She's on an assignment tonight, a divine assignment with her husband, Apostle G-Man Gerald Scott. And I am Purified Daughter, actually the co-host, but tonight I will be standing in for Evangelist Teresa Scott. Evangelist Scott will be back with you on Monday, December the 5th at 7 o'clock, and I am very sure that she will have another empowered word from the Lord for you. As of now, we are going to go into another song, and after we come back from the song, we will actually begin with the message for tonight. Thank you. Listening in tonight, that we will begin to have a full understanding on this holiday, one of the most influential holidays in America. For a matter of fact, one of the most influential holidays that's celebrated all around the world. Not only is it influential, but it's also a very controversial holiday as well. So right now, let us just go on into prayer, and we're going to go and invite the Holy Spirit to come in so therefore he can begin to teach us, because we all know that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our God. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name, O Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus all over this broadcast tonight, O Father God, Lord, and over every listener, O God, over myself, O Father God. And Father God, Lord, we ask Father God, Lord, tonight that God, every listener, O God, if you would just begin to, Father God, open up their hearts, O God, and Father, give them a heart of understanding, O God. Open up their mind, O God, and impart the spirit of knowledge inside of them, O Father. Father, we ask that you will open up their ears, O Father God, Lord, that they may hear everything that you so desire that they hear, O God. And, Father, no other voice will they hear, O Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you so very much, Father God, Lord, that tonight, Father, we ask that you would just render powerless, O Father, and harmless the enemy, O God, so the enemy cannot transform unto anyone, Father God, that's listening to this broadcast tonight, Father, and that will be under, Father God, Lord, the voice of the Holy Spirit, O God. And, Father God, Lord, we ask that you would just anoint the head of your people, O Father God, Lord, and in their hearts, O Father. And Father, we ask that you would just multiply in them, O God, every blessing and every anointing gift, O God, and impartation that, Father God, Lord, that you have, O God. Father, right now, Father, we receive from you, O Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We thank you for coming in and taking full control, and we thank you for leading us and guiding us into all truth and everything. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything. And tonight, our scripture will be from Psalms 138:8. And it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. We're just going to move on in tonight in our topic. The topic for tonight will be celebrating Christmas or Christ. Who is this really about? We all know that this is a very controversial topic, as I listed earlier and stated to you, as well as a very influential topic. Tonight we will be discussing how did Christmas come to be celebrated, and how did it come to be celebrated on December the 25th? The origin of Christmas, the customs. We will also be talking about the Christmas challenge. And we will be opening up the lines also for people that desire to come on and just ask questions. But before we begin, I would like to introduce to some and present to others. Since I will be filling in tonight as the host for our actually host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, tonight I have asked Brother Dre Jackson to fill in to assist me with this show. And he will be filling in as the co-host as well as our guest. And I would just like to take this opportunity right now, before we begin, to bring in Brother Dre on the line with us. So if you would just give me a moment, I'll get Brother Dre on the line. Okay, Brother Dre, are you on the line with us this evening?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. So glad to be here and to join you tonight little fireside chat since it is going into the Christmas holidays. Have a nice little relaxed fireside chat. Do a little study in the Word. Talk about Christmas and let folks call in and see what their thoughts are. If they have any Christmas testimonies or stories or what's on their mind about, you know, this Christmas time, you know. So I'm definitely glad that I was invited to be here.
Well, we thank you so very much for joining us. I tell you, it's always a pleasure to be in your presence. Brother Dre, you're such a very influential, you're an awesome man of God. You're a man after God's heart. You love the Lord. And you're just very knowledgeable on a lot of different things within the earth and the spirit realm. And I just want to thank you so very much for always being there to teach me, to be a teacher for me. And I couldn't think of a better person besides the Holy Spirit, an earthly person, you know, since my host is out tonight, than to ask you to join us on the show. And I'm just looking forward to what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing tonight. And having said that, I would like to just move on in to what God has for us. And I know you're going to bring some good food for us tonight. And I intentionally stayed hungry today. I didn't really eat much because I want to learn so much tonight. You know, we'll be talking about celebrating Christmas or Christ. And who is this really all about? You know, Brother Dre, this is the season of Christmas, but it really seems like the season is more about people getting stuff for themselves and for their friends or their family. So if that be the case, so where does Jesus fall in at? How do we get Christ in the beginning of the word Christmas? And we went from, you know, giving to the one that God gave the gift to the world, which is Christ Jesus. And now it's all about buying presents. And it went from spending time with your family and demonstrating love. And it almost appeared that, you know, Christmas had basically went from something good to something worse. And people have stopped operating in the fruit of the Spirit, and they just start to basically operate very selfishly. So how could we just begin this, Brother Dre, to begin to educate the people out there in radio land and begin to teach them on everything about Christmas? What do you have to say about that?
Wow, and I do hope that someone calls in that's listening on this and add their input, because of Christmas, it has become so divided, you know. It means one thing to one person, another thing to another person, then another thing to a different person. You know, some Christians participate in Christmas. Some Christians believe it's a pagan holiday and don't participate in Christmas. Some people just giving up the whole idea on either side and just said we're just going to celebrate it as a time of year when we all just get together and just enjoy sitting down as a family, you know. So it's so much to go with, you know. You got people that's taking Christ out of Christmas and making it Xmas, and it's so much. It's so difficult just to begin with. So I know tonight we're just going to be going over, you know, with different things as the Spirit lead of, you know, how Christmas pretty much came about. Is it biblical? Is it against biblical principles? There's so much that we dive into. So I would be happy to begin wherever you would like to start at.
Amen. Before we get started, Brother Dre, I just want to begin to elaborate just a little bit, you know. I want people to really just open up their minds and their hearts. You know, we go and we pretty much get paid, and we go and we buy all these presents, and there are times when we never even sit down to begin to talk to our children, you know, explain to them the really the true meaning of Christmas. And for some people, you know, like you say, it's a lot of stuff. It's not really easy for people to sit down because it has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. It really has. There's so much tradition mixed up.
Well, let me begin to tell you that it is so old that we don't even know when it originally began, because we know in the Bible it mentions of it. So it was being practiced in ancient Egypt, even at the times of the Hebrew slaves when they were slaves in Egypt. So the tradition of this being like a holiday as far as a certain time of the year around in December, and it involves giving gifts, it involves setting up a tree. This is we might as well say it's just as age old as humanity is itself.
Oh yeah. It's definitely old. And I know you said that it basically began around the time of the Egyptians. That's pretty old. I mean, older than that's back during the time of Christ Jesus, though. I'm serious. Way before then, though.
Yeah, that's way before Jesus. It's right around the time of Moses, before Moses and Joseph, back in that time frame.
Wow. But you know, Brother Jay, someone is probably asking, how did Christmas, convert from being, you know, just a regular day to now it has come in to the point to where it's starting to be for the Christianity or, you know, as a Christian, I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
Because Christmas is a pagan holiday or... You know, or I know the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't even celebrate Christmas at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we explain that to the people that is asking questions like that?
How did it come into being as far as us as Christians celebrate it?
Yeah. How would we be able to? I know that in the book of Luke, the third chapter, verses 1 and then 23 indicated that when Jesus turned 30 years old, it was the 15th year of the Tiberius reign.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, if Jesus was about 30 years old during the Tiberius reign, then technically he lived 15 years under Augustus,
mm-hmm.
which that means that would actually place, you know, from historical studies, that would actually place Jesus' birth somewhere around August the 28th, the year of reign. So, I mean, how could we go from August all the way to December? And how did it, you know, basically end up being Christmas for a Christian?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's no way historically to find out when Jesus was actually the day he was actually was born. They've gone back to using Jewish historians to study the time of season and weather and all those conditions according to this, you know, just like you did the scriptures of the Bible, and they tried to just you know, using like farmers' calendars and stuff like that. And so they're saying sometime, you know, it would be in the fall is really the closest that they can take an educated guess as to when Jesus was born.
All righty then, educated guess. So no one really knows why, when Jesus was born or... can't really give too much information on anything. I know Christians have had very little success in trying to explain this. For a matter of fact, the world really doesn't care they just all want to just give out presents and toys. You know, I see people, they never give anything all throughout the year. Never. They walk around like a Grinch, and then all of a sudden on Christmas time, they want to give out presents. Now, how do we explain that if love's supposed to be with us all year long, all the time? How would we explain that, Brother Dre?
Amen. That's going to be kind of hard to explain because we're going to have to go into as far as where did the actual bringing in of giving gifts came from. And, you know, like I said, that dates back to ancient Egypt.
Okay. Well, let's look at some more information then. Basically, let's talk about the origin of the Christmas customs then. Hopefully that will be able to help the people. You know, the origin of the Christmas custom would be the Christmas tree, the mistletoe, the Christmas present, Santa Claus. You know, I don't even know how we get Santa Claus up in there. I don't even ever remember seeing Santa Claus when I was growing up. I'm quite sure he exists somewhere in, as a, you know, imagination for a child. But let's just go into basically each one of these right here in secret. We talk about the customs of Christmas and try to help people. Why, you know, how I feel about the Christmas tree. I basically feel that, you know, every time I look at a Christmas tree, you hear me talk about that all the time, it reminds me so much of Christ on the cross. It really does. And when I see those lights flashing on the Christmas tree, that remind me of the crown that they place upon his head. And it's almost unbearable for me to see a Christmas tree. I was talking about it to Evangelist Scott that I have a tree up because my children, after 7 years, they practically, you know, pulled my arm to make me go up in the attic to get the tree. But it's on the other side of the house, so I can walk around the stairs in two directions. So I never go around the stairs on the side where the tree is because I really don't want to see the tree. But at the same time, you know, I want to bring peace and love inside of my home. And if that what makes my children happy, then you know what, until they come into the full knowledge, you know, of Christmas, then I'll just let them go ahead and make that decision. But personally, me, I don't celebrate Christmas. I think it's a pagan holiday, but of course, you know, to me, love just flows continuously throughout the year, all the time. We got here the Christmas tree. You know, the early Christians recruited by the Roman pagans, basically the pagans had, you know, long worships or, you know, trees in the forest. That's where this come from, the Christmas tree. They, you know, they were worshiping in the forest and all that stuff, and they brought with them home and decorated the trees. So that's basically the origin of the Christmas tree, where it comes from. And like we said, that could be back, like, you know, some hundreds of years, probably like in A.D. or sometime like that. And, of course, you know, we have the mistletoe. I don't know how the mistletoe basically go along with you know, the Christmas tree and the Christmas. It's just so much now. Christians basically were the one that developed the custom of kissing under the mistletoe. So, you know, that was something that basically, I mean, I'm just really to the point that I'm almost like confused on, like, what is really going on at this time of the year? Yeah, people, they're going out buying toys. They're doing all sorts of things, you know, and after Christmas is over, you know, if Christmas is supposed to be about love and giving and enjoying time with your family, I just can't understand why after Christmas they're really depressed, oppressed, and they just cannot enjoy their lives because they have spent so much on this one day to that, you know, it almost seemed to be the rest for the next couple of months or so. They're basically living in misery because they don't have money to take care of their family. How could this be one day, Brother Dre, could be such an awesome, a 1 month, December, such an awesome day, but the rest of the year you actually paying more that you've given out? I mean, just how could it be? Okay, I think we may have, are you there, Brother Dre? We may have lost Brother Dre. Brother Dre Jackson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amen. Okay, well, let's go ahead and tackle the Christmas tree, and let's just see. In God's Word, it's in Jeremiah chapter 10, and I'm just going to read a segment of it. So for everybody who's making note, you're going to really have to read the whole chapter of Jeremiah chapter 10 and make your own judgment. So I'm going to read the portion of Scripture that I think pertains to. It says, "Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither is it in them to do good." So that's the scripture that a lot of Christians use against having a Christmas tree. So, you know, myself, my mom, who was to me one of the greatest spiritual people to ever set foot on the planet, we grew up with Christmas tree, you know. So that's pretty much the reason why I still, you know, continue to do it with my kids. But everyone is going to have to really judge this scripture for themselves, because is the Christmas tree, has it become an idol? Is it something that we have to have every year? You know, you see it sitting up in businesses, in front of some churches, in front of some, you know, buildings, and you know, we sing songs to it, you know, like, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree." So a lot of, you know, it depends on the person. And, you know, how does that, does this convict a person to say, wow, is this really, you know, an idol, you know? And, you know, that God says, learn not the way of the heathen. And we know that throughout history, the practice of having a tree, you know, having the year in, you know, the December 25th in history, it used to actually be also a pagan holiday in the old religion of Europe, and it was called Yule. And that's why in Christmas you hear things called the Yule log or Yuletide. So what happened was the early church, the leader of the early church, was having problems converting the pagans over to Christianity. So he said, well, I'm just going to meet the people halfway. You know, I'll still let them celebrate December 25th as a holiday in which they can still give gifts to each other and to each family and still have a tree. But what I'll do is I'll say that Jesus was born on this day. And this is why we are celebrating this day now, is because Jesus' official birth date is now December 25th. You know, so the problem that we're having today is if you tell people they shouldn't celebrate Christmas, a lot of Christians is going to go up against that, because a lot of Christians want to celebrate Christmas. And so that was the problem that the early the early organized church had. They had a problem with the pagans really, really, really wasn't going to give up celebrating Yule on December 25th. So that's why that was changed. So ever since then, Christians have adapted December 25th as Christmas, the day that Christ was born, even though technically we don't have really a great idea of when Christ was actually born. So that is where a lot of the problem is coming in, is are we really going to let go of Christmas, knowing that it had originated from a pagan holiday and knowing that it's not the actual birth date of Christ Jesus?
Amen, amen, amen. Now, that was a lot right there. I mean, Brother Dre, you have basically broke it down from all aspects, all areas. I believe that if you were a Christian, you could have got a nugget up out of that, as well as a sinner, you could have got a nugget out. We actually have two callers on the line, Brother Dre, and we're going to right now take it to the phone line to see what they have to say. And if they have any questions, and then from there, we're going to move on in to some more information, and we're going to be talking about should Christians celebrate the holiday. But right now, we're just going to take it to the phone line.
Amen.
Okay. Caller number 425, area code 425. You're actually on the line right now. Do you have a question?
No, we don't have a question. I just have a comment.
My comment
is that I really don't know that, like, God gets upset when we celebrate him. So we see it this way in our family. I think God really just loves our praises, and so we teach the kids about the Christmas story, and we say that this is the day that we celebrate when this happened. Not that that was the day that it happened, but that we just specifically celebrate it on that day. Like, they have a birthday each year. It's the same type of thing to us, that we celebrate it every single day. But that day we make a birthday cake for Jesus, and we write Happy Birthday, Jesus. And so, you know, I just think that in the beginning of time, everything started out as beautiful and full of God's grace and full of God's mercy and love. And, you know, God just wants us to partner with him to bring some of that back.
Amen.
And in the times in which we live right now, it's so important to do that, to just encourage one another and to focus on the joy of it, you know, to focus on Jesus and focus on the amazing gift that God gave us. And, yes, you know, he had to go through this horrendous act that we cannot even fathom. We get a glimpse of it as we go through really hard trials in our life. And for our family, you know, I would never, ever compare anyone's trial, but I can honestly say, having gone through cancer treatment with our daughter and watching God heal her instantly, and cancer treatment with my husband, and, you know, watching God heal him instantly, and just seeing the joy that God obviously feels when we are walking in that grace.
Yes.
Is just truly a gift in and of itself. If I never got another present, every single breath is a gift.
Amen.
Oh, man. You know, I like the part that you said, Brother Dre, and ma'am, I love it when you say that you bake a cake. I have never heard that before in my entire life, and I think that is just so awesome. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, my prayer partner, who is like my spiritual mom, my mom, God rest her soul, she's in heaven, and she's been gone, you know, now 11 years from this earth. And, you know, God is good. When you open your heart to him and you allow him to come and bring grace into your life, he will bring people in to pick up where other people left off. And it's not that they replace the person, because they don't, but it's God's way of saying, I love you so much that I'm just going to keep giving you more and more and more. And Pastor Joseph Prince actually talked about how the best way that we can really and truly love God, whether it's celebrating a holiday or whatever it is just to accept more of God's love. And I just thought that was an awesome, awesome blessing. And, you know, our family is really working on that right now. We've opened a restaurant called Grace's Five, and it's organic, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, teaching the whole entire world through God's grace how to bless their temple. And, you know, we're going to celebrate Christmas. We celebrated harvest for Halloween, but we will celebrate Christmas, because it's a great time to witness to others and really just to share in God's awesome, amazing love.
Amen.
That is awesome.
And I mean, you know, God just really wants us to love each other. That's what he created us for. He created us to partner with him, to share in his bounty, to share in his beautiful love. And that's where it began, and one day that's where it will end.
Amen.
And he wants us to walk it out. He really does. And, you know, that's what we do every single day. And do we always get it right? No, but that's where God's grace comes in. And his grace is truly sufficient. And whether it's in celebrating a holiday, I mean, every single day is about Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all united. And just the joy that they bring into our lives. I mean, how could, if we really focus on that aspect, disease doesn't stand a chance. Satan himself doesn't stand a chance.
He sure doesn't. He cannot. He can't fight against the grace of God in the Lord.
No, I mean, someone told me not to take the kids to see Santa Claus. They were saying, oh, Santa's just Satan spelled backwards. I was like, look, this is what we tell our kids. We tell our kids that we are friends of God, and God loves us, and Santa is a friend of God, and the spirit of Santa Claus is, you know, like something magical, that this gift that God gave us to remind us of the awesome, most greatest gift that God could ever give us, his Son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, someone once told me Grace, G-R-A-C-E, is God's riches at Christ's expense.
That's true.
And I'm like, you know, that is so awesome. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, whenever we really, really get this grace down pat and get it deep within our spirit,
right,
we would know that grace is actually God's unmerited favor for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. That's exactly what Joseph Prince was talking about.
When we talk about favor, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about there is nothing that we can ever imagine, think, or act from God that he would
mm-hmm.
not even give to us. Brother Dre talked about all the time, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. I'm like, but when
Amen.
We get favor in our spirit, when we just get
Amen.
That deep in us, then, you know, just like you said, we'll be celebrating, I mean, the love and the grace
mm-hmm.
all throughout the year. And Christmas time will be almost like what I consider the overflow.
Right, and that's exactly how it is for us this year. It's been really interesting because for the last 9 months, our family has really been humbled. I mean, really humbled. I was like, okay, Lord, I know I asked you to humble us every single day, but I need to breathe. And, you know, it's really taught us how to rely more and more and more on God. And as we've done that, as we've begun to walk in God's grace, in God's unmerited favor, and we haven't allowed our emotions to get in the way, and we haven't allowed our circumstances to get in the way, God has showed up and showed out in such a mighty way. And he didn't do it because we deserve it or because we're special or unique. He simply did it because he loves us. And he loves all of us, and he wants to do it for all of us. And, you know, just recognizing that God doesn't want us to be bound up by the law. He wants us to respect it, he wants us to revere it, and he wants us to pay attention to it, but he wants us to be bound to his grace.
Amen.
And having said that, I'm sorry.
What was
ahead.
That? No, go ahead.
You know, and, I mean, just by hearing her say that, Brother Dre, you know, she's basically just opened up my heart just a little bit more to help me to understand the origin of Christmas. You know, I mean, wow. I mean, just by me
Praise
hearing
God.
That, how could I say that I don't want to celebrate Christmas with a Christmas tree, You know, if giving a Christmas tree to my children, you know, continue to allow to help them spread the love of God and the grace of
Amen.
God in their hearts to be able to share it with other people. If that's the least I can give, there's a $20 Christmas tree. My God, I have about a couple of rooms in the house. Let me put a tree in every room.
Yeah, we have about three or four, and it's kind of funny because in the beginning, it was me and my husband and our daughter for what seemed like forever. And, you know, our daughter went through cancer treatment when she was 3 and a half, and as I said, God healed her instantly. Praise God. I felt it when he healed her. It was awesome. And same thing with my husband. I said, you're healed. You can decide whether or not you want to walk in that healing, but I know it's done in the name of Jesus. And so, you know, recognizing the joy of it all really changes our perspective. I can honestly say that holidays and birthdays have always been a struggle for me because I really never felt a part of that family. But when God really captured my heart and I really fell in love with God, the feeling that I had about not being part of that family vanished. And it was really just God's grace covering that multitude of sins and covering that the multitude of times that I had tried to make it about me under the influences around me and my own circumstances or, you know, whatever was coming upon me. And I'm just so incredibly grateful. In fact, this year we went from being a family of three to literally overnight adopting two kids and being a family of five before we ever opened our restaurant. So for us, this year especially, this Christmas, if we never had a present under the tree, we are so incredibly blessed. So incredibly blessed. And it just, it makes us, you know, like it's, we're so on fire for God, and we want that fire to spread.
Amen. God is good. God is
good. Is so amazing.
You know,
no
and
question.
I have to say, like, God healed your daughter and he healed your husband. You know, that's the grace of God right there.
Amen.
I mean,
and
he
healed me too. He healed me too. He, in fact, we realized that when we went through treatment with our daughter, that God was throwing us into ministry, and he gave us our own ministry. He gave us this vision for these restaurants. He gave us a vision for a charity and all these things working separately in the world, yet united in the Spirit. And, you know, I look at that and I just think, God, you are so amazing. You deserve to be celebrated every day. And if we can give God that day as a birthday where we bless our temple and we honor God in us who created us and we start seeing presence as not something we get for ourselves, but that we give to God to honor the one who created us, both for others and for ourselves to honor that person that God created, because God doesn't make anything bad.
He sure did.
It starts out
that.
Good. Everything has a kernel of goodness in it at its core.
And everything has
you know,
a purpose too.
Yeah, amen. No question about that. So I just praise God, and I'm so incredible. My husband just got a brand new job. I mean, talk about favor. And this job is like a huge raise. He's been out of work for 9 months, and for 9 months, this is just an amazing testimony. We have depended on God for bills. We have depended on God. We took our 401k by the guidance of the Lord and put it into this restaurant, and God has placed his favor upon it. He told us to call it Grace's Five, and he changed the name after he gave us the first name because it was so awesome. And you know that God's hand is upon it. People have even said to me, how are you making it? I said, it's supernatural. God has supernaturally paid our employees before. I was like, it is amazing. And it is just the grace of God. And so when it comes to things like holidays, I did talk to my husband about like Halloween, and I said, can we celebrate it as like Holyween, where we're weaning ourselves away from the world and God is making us holy? We can have the children, you know, dress up like biblical characters. Like, for example, our son this year, he was Bible man. And it was awesome because it was such a witness to everyone who he went to their houses. They were like, they have a Bible man character? That's so cool. And I mean, when we start to see things through the eyes of the Lord, all the perversion leaves. I mean, it just leaves. It can't stay in a holy temple.
It can. I mean, nothing cannot stay in the temple when God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit begin to occupy.
Amen.
And it's highly impossible for, people to even believe that. I mean, it's not even a true thing, because when they come in to fill us. And if they've come in to occupy all those rooms within us, where is darkness going to live? It cannot live,
right?
Because it can't live in the presence of light.
Amen. And it's so beautiful to see kids that, you know, we've only had since April rebuking their coughs, telling these coughs to go back to hell from whence they came, sealed by the blood of the Lamb, and, you know, telling them that their cough can't live in a holy temple, and their temple's holy and consecrated for God. And just hearing these things from these children and recognizing that at such a young age, God has captured their spirits, and he's never going to let go. And it's just, you know, we had it prophesied that we're going to have at least 10 kids. And everybody's like, that's crazy. I said, hunt, we have restaurants, we have, charity, we have a ministry. We have to have people to run these things. So it's not surprising to me that God is going to give us a lot of children.
That's true.
And I love children. They're so amazing. I have never learned so much about God until I had a child.
But, you know, you have to realize that in the Bible days, the more the merrier, they told me.
Amen, and that is my motto.
And so if you think about it, back then when they had all those children, they had them, God had a purpose for them back then, because the more children you had, the more they were helping out with, you know, the family business or farming and doing things. And the more it would be that you would be able to send a child out to be successful, and that child come back and take care of the family. So,
amen.
You know,
and
I just believe that God has a purpose for all those 10 children, honey.
Me too. And God said at least 10. And so I was like, you know what? I was like, Lord, this is your body. I will commit to at least 5 on my part, and you can bring me however many children you want me to. And if you want me to have more than 5 from this body that you've given me, that's fine too. Because
well,
I'm just
have another disciple. It'll be another discipleship experience. Jesus has.
Amen.
Four,
and we already have. We have 2 prophetesses already, and 1 that is a teacher. He's got a huge spiritual gift for teaching, and, you know, it could lead to apostleship down the road. And I just look at God and I'm like, wow, God, you are so good. It's amazing.
You know, we're going to ask you to talk about, because we have another caller on, but we definitely want you to stay on, come back a little before we close tonight at 9. But we want to give you the opportunity right here, because you blessed us so very much.
Oh, praise God.
Before we go back into the teaching. I mean, you have blessed me in this little short period of time.
Praise
and planted
God.
Another seed. You know, we're either plant seeds or water, the ones that's already there. We want to give you the opportunity to share with Radio Land and all of our listeners and brethren on your business. I keep hearing you talking about how God bless you with a business, and what better place to advertise is on, you know.
Oh, amen. Praise God.
Go ahead and tell the Radio Land about your business and where you are located.
Our business is, our first place is in Redmond, Washington, which is about 20 minutes shy of Seattle. And we will have, eventually, God has shown us 5 in each country, 5 in each state, and 5 in each city, at least 5. Because the goal of this restaurant, it's organic, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, and it is allergy-friendly. And the goal is to help people understand that when God said eat in moderation, he meant it. And he wants us to bless our temple. He isn't saying, you know, don't do colonics or don't do acupuncture. He's not saying don't do those things. He's saying do those things going in with your armor on, knowing that, you know, those things can expose you. Don't go in deceived. And God, I'm a firm believer of, you know, can use anything and everything. He can use whatever you allow him to use in your life. And, so with Grace's 5, the goal is just really to help people understand that, you know, we serve a God of grace, and grace first and foremost. And, you know, just blessing the temple, and, you know, that's part of it, you know, exercising and the amount of time that God gives you. You know, for some people, they need to exercise 3 times a week. Some people like to exercise 7 times a week, but you can push yourself too far. And often when you push yourself too far, it's in human effort, and it's without asking God and seeking the Lord's guidance on how to take care of his body. And we all are one body. So my husband and I had gone through detox, when he was going through detox from his, he did a natural cancer treatment the second time that he had a bout with cancer. And that was when God healed him instantly, because the first time he just, you know, essentially was using the worldly methods of just Western medicine. But this time he went through, and it was, you know, documented that this was miraculous, and it was really awesome to be a part of, and yet really difficult to be a part of, because in order to go through that, he really got close to Christ because he felt crucified. He felt like he was dying. And so for us, it was really impactful. And then going through that with our daughter, 5 and a half months after God gave us the vision, we started to look back on our lives and see that the number 5 was so present in our lives. Our daughter was 5 and a half months old when we got married. You know, when we did our second reunion marriage, she was 10 months old. And I was like, wow, God, look at all this. And I didn't even notice. And so so the goal is just to really encourage people to bless their temple, to eat in moderation, to juice, to really just honor God who created them and loves them.
Amen, amen. You know, when I hear you talk about your business and what you're promoting, believe it or not, God is going to use you all to change, I mean, the whole medical aspect when it comes to the lives of people and children. Are you aware that medically, if a child has been diagnosed with ADHD
mm-hmm.
and OCD or anxiety disorder and all that, basically if the parents just take their child and place and change their diet around.
Mm-hmm. And do colonics with them.
Wheat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't give them any wheat or gluten or soy or anything like that. And
right.
And don't give them in a red dye or any – no, don't let them wear red
definitely.
Clothes.
Yeah, it definitely
like
is about taking those things away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree.
And that's what you all, I can see you all changing. You know, come to Georgia. We're in Georgia. Come to Georgia.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be there because I'm originally from Tennessee and my husband's originally from Michigan. And all my friends in Tennessee are like, when are you coming? And I'm saying, you know what? You guys need to be praying that God brings someone who catches the vision and who really wants to help people, not someone who's in it for the money, but someone who really wants to help God's people. Because that's what this is about. It's about coming together in unity. People are always talking about the return of Christ. And I'm up for the return of Christ as much as anybody. But I know that God is not going to send Christ back until we are working together. He's very clear about that in the Bible. That he wants us united.
Unity is definitely a big one there, you know, because
it is.
When
and
we
so,
understand when we come in on unity, we come in as one. It's
exactly.
No longer that we're in different entities. We're like one as a body. And God
exactly.
is not just coming back for an individual person
no,
or a group.
He's coming back for all of us. Yeah, that's so true.
He's coming back actually for a body, one body, you know?
Right,
I
as
mean,
one,
so
that's right.
The bride,
yeah.
the bride, that's what he's coming
right.
back. And he's not going to get like different religion or different things like that. But
that's
you're
right.
so awesome about that. But, you know, before you leave off the line here, how I want you to tell how, if someone wanted to find out some information on your business, do you have a website or a
we
telephone
do.
Number?
The number is, let me get the number for my husband. What's the phone number for Grace's 5?
1-855.
It's 1-855-GRACES-5. So it's GRACES and just the 5.
Amen.
And then the website is www.graces5.com. We do have a Facebook page and we have a Twitter page as well.
Amen.
Okay, and what are you listed on the Facebook?
It's just under Graces 5, GRACES and then 5. And at this point, what we've been praying is that God will supernaturally bring us people who have been led to help, because what I believe about this vision, this amazing vision, is that it, you know, we have been asking God every single day to keep us humble about this, because this is God's plan. And I believe God you know, we weren't like first on the list. You know what I'm saying? I believe God went and, you know, asked other people to do this, and they didn't do it God's way. And I've learned the hard way that when you don't do it God's way, God takes it from you, and he gives it to someone else. And he gives someone else another opportunity with that.
Correct.
And, you know,
correct.
We ask him every day to help us not hold things idle, to make sure that every thought and every thing that we're doing is held captive to Christ, because it's all God's anyway. It's all God's money. It's all God's land. We're just blessed to be a part of this beautiful tapestry that God has created. And I believe that God is going to, you know, our tagline that God gave us is revolutionizing healthy eating. And that's what we really feel God wants to do, but not just as far as the food that you're digesting, but, you know, the things you're taking in and how you're taking them in and how you're perceiving them. And because when God was talking about the food, and he was talking about that he would bless our food and water because we worship him, he wasn't just talking about the food and water that we eat. He's more than just a literal God. And praise God for that, that he's multidimensional.
Oh, yes, he's everywhere. Oh, yes.
Amen, and praise God for that. So thanks, you guys, for allowing us to talk about Graces 5 and to express just the awesome beauty of Christmas and how God has taken that was really difficult in you know, my life for sure. It was always my mom's favorite holiday, so when she died, it was always very difficult for us as a family. But
family,
also, just the way that God has restored the years that the locusts have eaten. I mean, that is just beautiful in and of itself.
Amen.
And we pray that it's just, like I said, it spreads like wildfire, and people really start to walk in the grace, in God's love, because grace is Jesus. And Pastor Prince was talking about that just today, and I was like, ooh, that's good. He said, you can't say one without the other. You can't separate them. I was like, oh, that's so good. And I thought, the churches all need to be preaching this sermon. Lord, mental note. So praise God. And I'm so grateful that God has used my words to touch your hearts, because he sure touches mine every single day.
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful that you just called in and uplifted your voice to the Lord. I know heaven's going to open up and pour out even more blessings on
he's
you.
He's awesome. His seeds
testimony.
Are the best.
What a wonderful testimony.
Amen.
And for the listeners
praise
out
God.
There, if you missed her information, this show is archived, so you can always go back into the archives
awesome.
And get the information for her business also. So that information is going to be sitting there for a long time. So for future people that call in and listen to the archives, you know,
praise
I believe God.
God
is going to direct people to the archives just to hear that testimony and just to hear where your business is located at, where your Facebook is located at. Oh, my goodness. It's just the seed that has been planted. You
amen.
Know, you know,
praise God.
God.
And this
time.
Is harvest
just,
time. This is that
this
time
is
of harvest.
Time.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. God is going to provide the increase. That is for
amen.
Sure.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We
amen.
Receive that in the name of Jesus, all for the glory of the Lord.
All for the glory of the Lord.
Always.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
My.
Amen.
Man,
well, thank you so much. It has been an honor and a privilege. I really felt led by the Lord, and it was not an accident that got posted on my page today. So thank you, Purified Daughter. I love you. You're one of my special Facebook friends. And so,
oh,
again,
I love you too.
I do. I'll send you a little note and say thank you, because I'm very grateful.
Well, you know, I'm so very blessed by you, and I thank God so very much for you. Even some things that you said tonight about the armor of God, for the last two nights I've been teaching up on the Holy Spirit
sure
on the
has.
Armor of God, and you just
sure
come in
has.
To confirm a lot of things. So.
Amen. God
thank
says
you.
When we put that armor on, he will protect us. And an interesting piece of that testimony, I got to just share this because God's leading me, and it'll be quick, I promise. Last night we took our kids, our two new kids, that the adoption will be final. Lord says it's coming soon, and I praise him every day for that. And so we took all three of our kids to see Santa because one of my friends had posted a thing about that there were free Santa pictures. I said, praise the Lord, hallelujah, they're free, we can donate. And God made a way where there seemed like there was no way, and my husband was brave and bold with his armor on, went in and talked to Santa, and Santa is coming to Grace's Five, okay? He's coming to Grace's Five, the restaurant that God has given us, to interact with people and to just, you know, to share God's love with people. And so
yeah.
What's interesting about this is our daughter Sarah, the one that went through cancer treatment, she's healing. Her emotions are healing. And, you know, emotions take longer sometimes than the physical part, because the emotions are the part where you really have to choose to connect that spirit to God. And so anyway, Sarah will be six this month, and she was coming out, and this little boy who was probably about 10 came in and like knocked her down, and she started crying, and she was really emotional. And I said, Sarah, honey, think about this. Just praise God. You didn't get a cut on your knee. Your clothes didn't rip. There was no bleeding. Everybody's good. Praise God.
Please leave your message.
The little boy came up, and he.
You're gonna go
the
to
little boy came up.
Person.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're still.
Are you guys
going.
There? Okay. The little boy came up, and he actually, by the grace of God, and I know it was God's grace, he came up and he apologized to her.
Wow.
And he extended to her his. Just really what I saw in him was sincerity. And that really only comes when God prompts you. Now, it may have been this little boy's parents or something, but the whole point was that this was God's favor upon her. And I said, you've got to see that, because God's favor is upon you. He loves you, and he protected you.
Yes, yes.
And it was really, really beautiful. And I just praise God for that, and I'm just so incredibly grateful. And, you know, God showed us to remember to always put on not only the pieces that it talks about in Ephesians, but also in Isaiah there's the cloak of zeal and the garments of vengeance. And the garments of vengeance allow us for God to be our deliverer and to deliver through us.
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, which is so cool. So anyway, so we're having fun teaching the kids about all this stuff.
Oh my goodness.
It really makes
oh
it new for
goodness.
Us every day.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah, it's a new adventure every day. We buckle our seatbelts and just go for the ride.
Just go for the ride.
That's right.
That's so wonderful. Wonderful. Now, how many healings have you experienced in your family? Now, let's
oh my gosh,
there. No,
this is so funny, because it's just been like this beautiful tapestry. So my husband, our daughter, she's my biological daughter that he adopted, and then we're adopting these two together. And in God's perfect will and timing, we'll have more of our own. I know we will, because God is a healer, and he heals.
Yes.
And when he heals,
yes.
It's forever. Which is so awesome. And then my father, what God showed me is he's reversing the curse, you know, in the Bible where it talks about the curse of the sins of the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God said we're coming into a time where that is being reversed through the obedience of the sons and daughters. And
wow.
We got confirmation of that, because my father, who had MS, is, you know, and he's in his 70s. I said, Daddy, how are your symptoms doing? He's like, I still don't have any symptoms. It's the strangest thing. And all I could do was praise God. Praise God. Because our God is a healer.
He is a healer.
He is a healer. And do you know that our daughter was the fifth instance of cancer in our family?
My goodness.
The fifth instance. And I was like, wow, God, are you kidding me? There's that number five again.
Number five, my goodness. And
number five again,
my
that
goodness.
Unmerited grace and favor. And let me tell you, her testimony would blow your mind. The miracles
oh
that God did, every single day, there was at least one miracle. And by
oh,
the Lord. End, and by the end, the doctors were like, are you kidding me? Like, I just got to say, you guys are even starting to get me to believe in this God that you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
I'm totally serious. And it was totally God's favor because the doctors would listen to us. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, they would normally listen to parents. But, like, they would listen to us intently. I mean, there were things that happened when she went through treatment that were just so supernatural. Those doctors could not explain it away. Thank you, Jesus. They could not explain it away.
My goodness.
It was awesome. It was amazing. I mean, like, it was just incredible. And God's having me write a book right now called Sarah's Journey just to talk about all the awesome, miraculous ways that God showed up for her.
Oh, make sure you post. Make sure you let us know. So
oh, I definitely will. And I actually, I have one book out already. The book that God had me write was called Walking the Line Between God and Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And that book, it really just focuses on how fear is toxic. And if you choose to walk in fear, you are not serving God.
Wow.
Because God's wow. very, very clear about that. He's very clear about, obviously, he allows us to feel afraid occasionally, but feeling afraid is not walking in fear. It's when you take that fear on, and that becomes your walk.
Yes, yes. Yes,
so
true.
No, it's amazing that you said that how your doctors were being, you know, you were giving a testimony and how the doctors were changing. Your story is so much like my story. And I'm not going to get into tonight because we're really talking about Christmas. But I talk about
well,
how all
God.
The time when the doctors were actually weren't believers. And as God began to heal me, my doctors start to believe. And, you know, that's
praise
Revelation
God.
12 and 11 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Our testimony.
Amen.
It really is.
Amen. And, you know, like in the future, as God opens these doors, I believe he's going to put us all together and we're all going to be sharing testimonies and that's going to be really hugely productive. In fact, God gave me a word that it's a book that he wants me to write, and it sounds like it's very controversial, and the title in and of itself will be controversial. But the book is all about love and how that love, the love of God, that unconditional love, is what's going to pull people in.
Yes.
And
yes.
nothing else.
Yes.
And the book, yes. it's going to sound strange because the title of this book is called Love Satan. And I'm not trying to tell people to love the devil. I'm simply trying to say if we start loving and not hating and just loving, 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 Satan will die. And he won't have any power anymore. Nobody will give him any because the love will conquer it all. God's very clear that the love will conquer it all.
He sure did. And God's very clear, too, that we're supposed to love our enemies. So if
yep.
Satan's supposed to be our enemies, why not show him some love?
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, like, amen. We need to, someone was had a, and I saw a mocking spirit on someone recently. And I was like, you better be careful with that because you need to respect your opponent. Your opponent was given to you for a reason, to keep you humble.
Amen. Well, you know, we
Period.
Want to thank you so very much. I didn't even get your name. I know you.
My name is Catherine sister. Sharp. My husband Timothy
oh,
and I own.
I love you so much. You bless you. It's an honor to finally get the opportunity to speak with you and to meet you. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
You,
you too. And I love you,
you
guys too. And I will continue to pray for the ministry.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you so very much. And I'll be contacting you on Facebook. And I'll
yeah,
send you
please
my
do.
Information.
We do have the gifts of we have the gifts of the Spirit ministry. I think our website is down, but it will be up pretty soon.
Well, we thank you so very much. And thank you so very much for blessing us this evening. And
you are so welcome. May God bless you guys greatly.
And God bless your business and bless your family. And you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, sweetie. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
All righty, all righty. That was awesome. We want to thank Ms. Catherine so very much for blessing us. And, she really blessed us, didn't she? Gave us a whole new aspect on why we celebrate Christmas and why Christians should celebrate Christmas and talk more about, just basically everything. Having Catherine come on to talk about that, there basically shouldn't be any controversy going on
especially
about Christmas.
All the healing she got. You see, did you hear how many healings she received in her family? And that's
yes,
even still celebrating Christmas.
That is
you
just
know?
Grace right there. She is walking in grace. You know, Revival Fire posted a comment, a question in the chat room, and he wanted to know, why do we give gifts out of guilt at Christmas time? And I think that Catherine basically almost sort of summed that up in a nutshell. Didn't you hear some of that going on when she was blessing us so much? And that just fall back into the grace of God there. What you have to say about that, Brother Dre?
You know, like she says, love, you know. And that's, like I said, that's why, you know, I still celebrate Christmas is because of the love aspect and, you know, it's the family aspect. And, you know, it's God, you know. And it gets down to a point where, you know, is it love that we're concerned with, or because we, you know, you still got to love Jesus throughout the year, throughout your life, you know, that's first, you know, so like I said, that's what my mom taught her children growing up, you know, even though we celebrated Christmas, that was just, you know, one time a year, but all throughout the rest of the year, we was taught to love God, to love Jesus, you know, to study and to love, you know, so I know it's one time of the year, you know, that families get together. You know, I know when I was in the military, oh, man, and you're away from home, especially when you're a new recruit and you're gone from home from the first time and that first Thanksgiving rolls around and here comes Christmas and you just miss your family just so much, you know. And you just desire just so strongly, you know, just to be there with your family, you know.
Amen.
And I'm just hoping that there's somebody that's listening on the line tonight that's in the military that would just like to call in, you know, and well, just share something with us.
Well, you know, we're going to take a call. I see here that, oh, wow, it's sort of like lit up in the caller room. We're going to take a call. Caller with area code 478 has been holding on. And we're going to give that individual time to come on and ask the question or say whatever the Holy Spirit has placed on their heart. And after that, we're going to play another song. And I believe that our host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, has made it in, and she's going to take it on in from there and come on and just bless us with what she has to say. But let's just go to the caller line now. Caller number. With area code 478, caller 478, are you there? Well, I think we have caller area code 478. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line, but I don't have anything to say.
Well, we know you've been holding on for so long, and we just want, you know, we thank you. I mean, that's patience right there. That is just definitely, that's patience. We thank you so much. Do you want to just say anything to just bless the people? Well, let us ask
no,
you.
No, ma'am. I'm enjoying everything. I don't have anything to say. I'm just enjoying everybody else talking. Number one, I don't have anything to say because I'm out and about, and I'm wrestling with my daughter at the same time and trying to listen too. So I'm fine. I don't have anything to say.
Well, that's
praise God. Praise God.
Well, we
amen.
Thank you so very much, Sister Tamara, and we love you, and we thank you for calling
amen.
In. And we just want to say we pray that God will just bless you with your heart's desire, with the gift of patience and self-control that you have inside of you and love and long-suffering. We know that God has great things for you during this holiday season. And we just pray that you will just begin to walk in that unmerited grace and favor that God has for you, and just go forth and just be a blessing to many. And we thank you for calling in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you for listening. Amen.
Okay, now we're going to actually, I can't stop laughing. I really can't.
My goodness.
You
My
know,
goodness.
I cannot stop being filled with
joy.
I mean, the goodness of God.
With joy, with cheer. With cheer.
Don't you just
My
feel
goodness.
The love of God flowing through here, Brother Dre?
Yes, yes. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving for this holiday season. You know, well, praise God. Praise God. I'm just, you know, the joy, just the testimony, just, you know, calling in, uplifting your voice at this time of year. My goodness, I know angels are rejoicing in heaven.
You know, I can just hear the Holy Spirit say, if my people would just believe. That's the key right there. If they would just believe. You know, as we go in and play some a song right now, I just feel that, you know, we should just go in. James Fortune, he has a song entitled I Believe, and I'm just going to go ahead and play that for the people and just allow the Holy Spirit to just continue to move in their hearts. And open up their minds to just believe, regardless of what, you know, they have going on this holiday season. For the ones that don't have anything to give, if you just open up and give their hearts, that will be a blessing. And for the ones that have abundance to give, if they will just continue to be a blessing to the people as God has graced them. And for the one that just don't believe that, you know, Christmas is Christians shouldn't celebrate Christmas and you know, that's a pagan holiday, and we shouldn't be doing this, and we shouldn't be doing that. You know, it may be to some people, but right now we just want to focus on, you know, just believing that every good and perfect gift comes from God. And just like Catherine said, you know, let's just turn this holiday season into something positive. Let's just remember it as a day that we ourselves is going to give back to God for his birthday. You know, no one knows when Jesus was born. No one really knows the true origin of Christmas. We can go in and we can study and we can, you know, find some stuff to throw out there. But let's just continue to walk in the unmerited favor of God, which is the grace. And let all of us come together on one accord and just love on God's people. So right now, let us just play I Believe by James Fortune. And we pray that you all will open up your hearts and your ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Long enough that you've been struggling long enough. else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Amen, amen. I believe, Brother Trey. I mean,
beautiful song, beautiful song.
Awesome. How could someone not? I mean, not enjoy that? That was just like perfect timing. That's a beautiful song.
Yes, 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 yes. My goodness, my goodness. That song was just so wonderful, and it's a time of year when people are, you know, they're hurting because they're away from their families, away from their loved ones. Some loved ones have passed away and gone on, and you know, sometimes it does get to be a little bit lonely this time of year.
Yes, it does. You know, before we begin and go on, Brother Dre, I just want to take this opportunity because Evangelist Teresa Scott, and out of a Pure Heart Ministry, has just allowed the Holy Spirit to just be the God and overseer of this show. But I want to take this opportunity to welcome, actually, the hostess of the show. She has finally arrived tonight. God has brought her in with us. And we just want to take the time to welcome the woman of God to her own baby, the show that God blessed her with. Because out of her Pure Heart Ministry, it was actually birthed, you know, for God to begin to bless Evangelist Scott. So we're just going to bring her in on the show and let her begin to just do as God, you know, told her to do from the beginning with this show. Evangelist Scott, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
We miss you. Yes, ma'am. We love you and we miss you. Praise God.
Oh, man. I love you guys. I miss you guys, too. I didn't really want to say a whole lot because y'all was carrying the show and y'all need to keep it going. But I got in on the end part of what Catherine was saying, and it blessed me so much. But what she said something, I think it was you said something about loving your enemies. And when she said, love Satan, I was like, wait a minute, has she lost her mind or something? But if you think about it, the love of Christ, we're supposed to love everybody. And when she said it like that, that really, I could see the book. I could just see the caption on the book so plain. But I know the Lord, the Holy Spirit told me the other day that when we don't believe God, because I heard her talking a little bit about healing, he was like, when you don't believe God, you're really acting like an atheist. And I kind of sat back and was like, what? He said, you're acting like an atheist. Because atheists don't believe me. They don't believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't believe that I'm a provide for you, I'm your healer, you know, everything that I said that I am in my word, you acting no better than an atheist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord have mercy. So I thank God for this this broadcast. And somebody might say, well, why would you thank God for that? Because he could have left me out there stuck and stupid, but he brought
me. Can I interject for a quick moment here? I want to interject on something, a point that even, you know, with Satan doing all his activities and all that, that he is still permitted in the presence of God. You know, in the book of Job, he comes to visit God, and, you know, God talks to Satan. He said, you know, Where have you been, Satan? And he said, he's been to and fro the earth. Then he said, have you considered my faithful and righteous servant Job? You know, and we know the scriptures all still say that Satan accuses the brethren before God both day and night.
Yes.
So all the things that Satan has done, God still has found it within his heart to still allow Satan to come within his presence. You know, so that's why I just wanted to interject at that point also. So
and I know what, and we don't often, we thank God for the blessings. We thank God for everything good that comes. We thank God, oh, yeah, thank you, God, for, you know, my house and my car. Thank you, because Christmas time I'm getting the flat screen TV and I'm getting this and I'm getting that. We thank God for the blessings, but we never think about the fact that what you just said, how God allows Satan access to come to him and say, have you considered? Have you considered, mm-hmm. Brother Dre? Have you considered Purified Daughter? Have you considered, you know, Bishop Scott? Have you considered that? But when he does that, it's for our making. It's not to hurt us. God has never intended to hurt us at all. It's for our making. But, I just want to say thank God. I don't know what y'all was talking about this Christmas thing, but I'm excited to go back and listen to it because from what it sounded like it was off the hook. So I think next week, Prophetess Purified Daughter and Brother Dre, I think y'all got the broadcast next week.
You know, amen. Teresa Scott, Evangelist Scott, amen. She throw you out there, y'all. I'm telling you, we love our host. We love you so very much.
Y'all won't have the broadcast. Y'all won't have the broadcast on Monday and Wednesday.
Praise God.
Yeah, so you will come up with your own topics because I'm not giving you.
No, we're going to let her continue to give the topics. How
that's
about
right.
That?
It would be a
she,
treat.
You know, this is the Holy Ghost, right? This topic was totally the Holy Ghost because I had no idea what to talk about. I know I had another engagement that I had to go to today, but this topic about Christmas, because there's so much debate about Christmas, there's so much debate in the Christian world where people are talking about whether you should celebrate Christmas, whether you shouldn't celebrate Christmas, or, you know, going to the far extreme. But guess what? We say that Christmas is a pagan holiday, and from what my understanding is, it did originate. It has pagan origins, but how many things do we do today that has pagan origins? If we eat at the Chinese store, don't they worship Buddha? If we go and get our nails done, don't they worship Buddha?
Yes, they do.
I'm saying we take things and we want to run with them and we want to just take them to the furthest degree when every single day we do things. We eat food. We purchase things from atheists. We eat, you know, food from people that don't believe in the same God we believe in. You know, we do all kind of things, but when it comes to certain things, we just want to stick it, you know, and say, don't do this and don't do this. Look, as long as we worship in God, as long as we worship in Jesus and celebrating his birth, that's what we need to do because nobody knows when he was born. Some people say he was born around April. Some people say they don't know when he was born. But the thing of the matter is, it doesn't matter when Jesus was born. We should be celebrating Jesus every single day of our lives. It doesn't matter about the 25th of December of whatever year. We should celebrate Jesus every single day of our lives.
That's what my mom
everything
thought.
We say, everything we do, how we act should be celebrating Jesus every single day. We shouldn't just have to take one certain day out of the year and say, okay, sing Christmas songs on that day, you know, and read the Christmas story on that day, and then just forget about it. We should be doing this every single day. Jesus should be a part of our lives every single day. We should be grateful for the birth of our Savior every single day because without his birth, we wouldn't even be saved. We would be condemned to hell. We would be condemned to the lake of fire. Glory to God. So Christmas should be something that we do every day. Jesus should be our gift every day. We should appreciate him as our gift every day because Jesus, he does something for us that nobody else in this world could ever do.
Amen. And you know, Evangelist Scott, I really think, to be perfectly honest with you, it may have started out to be a pagan holiday, but, you know, I think the pagan association were lost a long time ago. We can take, you know, the tree, the evergreen tree, as a symbol of eternal life for which Christ, the Son of God, offered to man onto another cross, which another tree basically, which is the cross. And we can find that over in Revelation chapter 2. And then as a symbolic for the presence under the tree, that can simply remind us of God's gift and our need to give of ourselves to others and those who have received God's gifts through Christ Jesus. So we, as you know, people of love, we can just go ahead and just move the idea of paganism just on out of the way. Whatever it started out to be, we know what God turned it into be. And that's all that really matters right there.
I know one thing. I'm going to say this. We better quit faking the funk. Because a lot of times, you know, Christians want to stand on, okay, December 25th, you're not supposed to celebrate, you know, December 25th because that's not Jesus' birthday. Stop being a hypocrite because most of the time, if you look at your life, you're not celebrating Jesus anyway. Look at how you're living. You're shacking, you're hiding and doing things you ain't got no business doing. You're lying, you're stealing, you're backbiting, you're cursing behind closed doors. You secretly are drunk. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people that's standing on this stuff, what are you standing on it for anyway?
Amen.
What are you standing on for anyway? Let's just tell the truth of the matter. You
just
know, a lot of people calling themselves Christians, and you know, I'm not saying that you're not a Christian, but what I'm saying is if you want to stand on something, stand on righteousness. If you want to denounce something, denounce sin. Denounce the sin that you keep living in every single day. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you want to celebrate Jesus every single day in your life by living like a Christian, like living Christ-like, living like you're born again. I'm saying I'm first partaker. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to everybody that can hear this. We're supposed to be celebrating Jesus every day. And we want to stand on circumstance. Oh, no, don't celebrate Easter. I'm not celebrating no Easter bunny and all of that other stuff because that don't have nothing to do with Jesus' resurrection. Okay.
Amen.
All right, but Christmas.
Well, they don't have to celebrate Easter. They don't have to celebrate the bunny, but it sure can be an opportunity for them to share with the world on the resurrection and begin to offer Jesus Christ to someone, you know?
Yeah, but
yes,
see, we gotta change our mind about things. We gotta change our way of thinking about things. Yes, it may have originated from paganism, but why are you celebrating it? Why are you celebrating it? Okay, that's what we gotta say. We gotta look at our hearts. Why are you celebrating Christmas? Is it all about you getting that newest gadget that's out there that they're charging you hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, and then next month they're going to have an updated version of that same thing you just bought?
Amen.
Yeah, I think it's just ridiculous.
Huh?
It's basically just, I think that, you know, I'm like you, Evangelist Scott. We just need to just go ahead and just wipe out the hypocritical part of it. I don't care. I don't celebrate holidays, but God always gives us opportunity to be able to talk about his word on those days.
Yes.
You know, like, say, for instance, Christmas. You don't have to celebrate Christmas. You don't have to buy presents. You don't have to buy a tree. You don't have to do any of this stuff. But how do you know that this is not the one day that so many people are without and just you demonstrating, the people demonstrating the love to other people? How do they know that God don't want to use this day to be able to just bring more people into the saving grace of Jesus Christ, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As Christians,
it is being used, you know. A lot of churches have church dinners for the people that don't have families, you know, or the people that are homeless and the people that, you know, don't have a way to cook for themselves on Christmas. They usually hold Christmas dinners and stuff. So it can be used for a time for a community to come together.
Oh, yeah. You're not walking around, you know, offering your child as a sacrifice in a fire somewhere, or, you know, cutting people up and putting them on an altar somewhere, sacrificing them to the devil. You know, I should hope that's not what people are doing.
They still doing that, but we have to talk about that.
Yeah, some would like to do that on Christmas, you know. But
for those that do that, they're going to have to answer to God. But those of us that are born again, those of us that have claimed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, those of us that have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we need to just go ahead and lift up Jesus because his word says, "And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." That's all we got to worry about is lifting up Jesus. Lift him up on December 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. Lift him up from January 1st till December 31st. Okay? Lift him up.
January
you ain't got to worry about whether somebody's celebrating a holiday or not because you're lifting up Jesus every single day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It just don't stop.
If they keep their mind on Jesus, you know, if we keep our mind on love and and giving and grace, and we won't have time to think about the negative part of what Christmas stands for. Who got time to think about that? Oh, this is a pagan holiday. I don't got time for this. No, your mind in the wrong place. You need to convert your mind. You need to put your mind back on grace. Don't be worried about what it started out as. You know, God placed you here in the face of the earth to be a testimony to somebody else, and you just begin to love on people and use this opportunity. You may not buy no present, but use this opportunity to stand out to give anyway. If you have to stand on the street corners and pass out tracts.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And tell people about Jesus.
Yes, that's $200 and $300 you spend on a flat screen TV. How much groceries can they give a hungry family? You know, how can you help somebody in this season with that money for that flat screen TV? Or you know what I'm saying? Or the Gucci bag?
Oh,
I'm not telling you to take your money.
I said so much truth is going out tonight. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, but this is just from the little bit of time that I've been on there. I mean, that I've been listening. It's like. Like, I just changed my mind about some things. No, I don't put a Christmas tree up in my home. No, I don't, you know, go out and buy presents and do all of this stuff. You know, there was a time that we used to participate in all of that stuff, but I don't do it for a couple of reasons that I don't do it. But I still think that when I was talking to you earlier today, Purified Daughter, I said Jesus has gotten lost in translation. And a bunch of this stuff and a lot of people, because you see a lot of people putting up lights and you see Christmas trees everywhere and this, that, and the third. But, you know, if we start talking about Jesus like this, I think people will begin to get a new perspective and bring Jesus back into it. Because it used to be you could say Merry Christmas, then they said Merry Xmas, now it's Happy Holidays. You know what I mean? People lose their jobs because they say Merry Christmas. Huh?
Because yep.
I said Merry Christmas. You don't want me to uplift my Savior who was born. We celebrating his birth. You don't want me to uplift him?
Nope. Season greetings or? Mm-hmm.
Season's greetings or happy holidays. And I understand.
Happy holidays.
That my husband
happy
said
Hanukkah.
Other people, yeah, happy Hanukkah. You could say happy Hanukkah. You could say happy Kwanzaa. But you can't say Merry Christmas. I'm going to say Merry
okay.
Christmas. I don't care if people think of rebellion or not. Merry Christmas, because it's
Amen.
About the birth of Jesus. It's about celebrating my Savior. Merry Christmas.
But you know, corporate America established that, you know, foolishness. That's what I like to call it. When we were in corporate America, they didn't want us to say Merry Christmas because you're working with a whole group of different religion and people. And some people don't want to say Christmas because of Christ, and they want it to water it now and, you know, want it to make it what everyone is received. So they took out Christ and put Xmas in there, or then they started, like you say, went on over from Christmas or Xmas all together and just started saying Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, you know, to try to accommodate everyone. But see, let me tell you something. We as Christians, we need to really stop trying to accommodate everybody except God. We need to start seeking God first, because Matthew 6 and 33 say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We need to seek him first.
Mm-hmm.
First. And then they wonder why stuff is all jacked up from the floor up in their lives, and they're not walking in that grace that Catherine and her family is walking in. See, that stuff is real. God is just passing out blessings like that every single day. We heard Catherine's story and how God has blessed her and her family, each one of them, one after one after one. And Catherine is a woman after God's heart. She loves the Lord. Look how God is blessing her.
Mm.
And we need to get to the point where when we start putting God first and stop being ashamed of the gospel and stop being ashamed of God and stop being ashamed of his word, then you know what, then and only then, Brother Dre and Evangelist Scott, we're going to begin to walk in that unmerited grace as Catherine is walking in her life that God has basically has placed upon her life and her family's life. Now, that's awesome grace right there.
Right there. I think you
I got to go back
right
and listen
now.
To that. I got to go back and listen to it because I wasn't able to get back in time to hear her conversation. But I'm definitely going to listen to it. But I'm going to go. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish closing out the broadcast because you started it. So you're going to finish it, young lady. Thank you. And God bless you and Brother Dre for filling in on tonight. I appreciate it so much. You just really don't understand how much I appreciate it. And I'm saying it on the air. Y'all will be on the broadcast Monday and Wednesday.
Well, God bless you. Bless you for calling in and joining in, because this is a Holy Ghost celebration. We're going to celebrate Jesus this time of year.
Yes, I'm going to celebrate Jesus on the fact that I'm going to celebrate Jesus just on the fact that I hear you talking.
Amen. And we can just call upon his name. <You know?
laughs> I'm going to celebrate Jesus.
That's a celebration right there.
Yes, well, I love
both
of y'all, and I'm hanging up right now, so God bless you. Go ahead and close the broadcast out.
Okay, God bless.
Well, God is so so awesome. Look at me, minister, brother Dre. I'm telling you, that, you know, this here grace that we have, and I think we may have to just do a show on grace. You know, we've done one on the Holy Spirit and the attributes of the Holy Spirit and all that stuff, but I believe that this is a season right now where we really need to just, you know, get something out there on the grace of God and begin to introduce people to the grace and educate people on grace, because people don't even know what this grace is. You know, grace is actually a part of the character of God.
Well,
that's
then
true.
That's Monday's broadcast topic. What y'all talking about?
Amen. Amen. That is so true.
Is.
Like, they
and
need to know
gonna...
about the grace and the favor of God. You know, they don't know it. You know?
They don't know.
So
and once
true.
They start knowing that the attribute of grace has always been a part of God's character since, you know, the beginning of times, and we can find that in James 1:17. Then they will begin to embrace this day that God has placed on the face of the earth. You know, why is it so controversial for everyone? You know, we know that all throughout history, everything that Jesus is attached to, people want to get rid of it. They want to kill it. They want to destroy. So what are the coincidences that God will use one day and make it to be the most influential day of all days and all holidays? You know, we really need to introduce the people to grace right there, I'm telling you, and they'll be able to know. I mean, having said that, you know, I really don't have too much more to say, because I think we've given them a lot. If you have something to say, Brother Dre, I'm just going to turn it over to you, or Evangelist Scott, if you have something to say. But, you know, I don't really have a lot more to say. I know we have a caller in the queue, and I would at least like to give that caller the opportunity to get her question answered if she has one.
Oh, yeah, it might be a testimony, yes.
So let us just go to the line right now, and we want to bring in caller, area code 336. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just got in on the end of it, I think, but I'm enjoying it.
Amen.
I'm enjoying the topic, talking
Amen.
About crystals. And I agree. I don't know who that was, but when they said, let's just keep it real, you know, sometimes we'll single things out and say, well, I don't celebrate Christmas because of such and such. But there are other things in our life that need to be handled before we try to depict this out, talking about Christmas. But for as me, I don't go all out, you know, because I feel like I know the real meaning of Christmas, you know, a time of giving, a time of sacrificial love, the purpose of it, you know, what happened, you know, how Christ came and was born and died for us. You know, I don't lose that concept. The only thing that I have to say, you know, it's so, how can I say, overly commercialized, that sometimes this time of the year, instead of being a happy time for families, sometimes it causes chaos. Sometimes it causes, it puts families on the spot, you know, children to be competitive. And you know, and it causes sorrow. They can't purchase the things that they would desire for their kids to have.
Or they go in debt, you know, and pay for it later.
Them kind of type of things. But I believe it should be a time where families, and not only that, but the ones that are less fortunate, that we could come together and make somebody's life better. You know, that's what it's all about.
My.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
It, But you know, along with the other holidays such as Easter, you know, and different types of things, you know, we go to church sometime. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes we don't see certain people to the holidays, to Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know.
Exactly.
And you come in and it's all about the outfits and things like that. But, you know, we lose the purpose. You know, just like Easter, that's a berry now. That's my favorite there. Because what happened during the resurrection and that kind of type of stuff. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the topic. I love it. But that's just like I post in the chat room about Halloween. You know, there are some churches that we don't like our children to go out and trick or treat, and we don't believe in that. But yet you'll still turn around and have a Hallelujah night, and you still give it out candy.
Yeah.
And it's confusing the children. So, yeah, you need to be one way or the other.
Amen, Minnesota, and everyone,
this
is actually
excellent broadcast on Halloween in the archives. If anybody wants to check that out.
She comes up with an awesome topic. And Minister Vicki Clinton, if you would just let us know where your church is or where you fellowship and we have like 9 minutes on the show, but we want to give you this opportunity because you called in to bless us with an awesome word, and we just want to give you this opportunity to let the people know where you are. And if you got a Facebook page, tell them that. If you got a website, let them know that. We want to get in contact.
Okay. My Facebook page is Ann Clinton, and I am from High Point, North Carolina. And I use Ann Clinton. Ann is my middle name, but my name is Vicki Clinton, Vicki Ann Clinton. I am a minister, been an ordained minister for 9 years now. My church is located in High Point, North Carolina. The name of my church is United House of Grace and Mercy. And my pastor is Carolyn Lazenby. And we're a beautiful church, and really our church hangs on them two concepts, grace and mercy, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. You know, it's the grace that carries us. It's the grace. So, but anyway, that is my church home. And like I said, I'm from High Point, North Carolina. Do have a Facebook, don't have a web page or anything like that. And I'm just Sister Vicki. There's no, as they say, a lot of height to it, just a down-to-earth person.
That's like
Jesus.
Me, Brother Dre. That's it.
Just love Jesus. And I see that name a lot sometimes on the side, you know, where you can see different ministries, and I see evangelist, Theresa Scott. And so I said tonight, because I am cooking my Sunday dinner at the same time, getting things over, we got two services tomorrow, so I'm getting a dinner. I said, well, I'm going to get in on this, and I heard somebody talking about Christmas, so yeah, but I enjoy it very much.
Well, we thank you so very much for blessing us so very much, and I'm going to look you up on Facebook and connect, get a kingdom connection with you, that's for sure. So if you see someone pop across your friendship, Purified Daughter, that's me.
And I'm
Cassandra, and of course this is Brother Dre Jackson here.
Okay.
And
we
thank you.
Yeah. God bless everybody. Yes.
God
and
bless
we love
you,
you so very much, and we send blessings to your house
love,
for all that you all do. Bless
thanks.
You all. Yes,
and
ma'am.
You too. Okay. Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank
Be
you.
Blessed.
Okay, as of now, we only have about 6 minutes, but you know, I want to play a song because I believe that the children, we ran so far away from God, Brother Dre. We really have. We've gotten this holiday thing and allowed the enemy to just mess with our minds and mess with our emotions, and we really forgotten the true meaning of what God really place it out here for, you know, to be able to use it for a day to glorify him and to draw more people to him. So right now I'm going to play Running Back to You by Commission. And after that, the song Get Done Playing, we're going to come back right quick and we're just going to close out the broadcast and just continue to let the Holy Spirit just have his way. So right now, everyone, please enjoy this right here that the Holy Spirit has chosen for you and be truly blessed.
Amen.
forgive me when I've often gone astray. How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back from you, the one who loved me first, having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst. You told me you loved me, and I should make up my mind. Tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home.
For the sake of time, I had to cut that off right there because not that we didn't want to finish listening to it, but we just want to come back and close out right quick and just thank all of our listeners and all of our people that is in the chat room. And the point of this story, no matter how small the contribution is, and, you know, God has not condemned any of us. God has blessed each and every last one of us, and he's demonstrating his grace into the world according to Ephesians 1, 3 through 12. And we just want to say thank you so very much, caller, for calling in and everyone in the chat room. And please join us on next week. And may God continue to bless you. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless. Good night.
God bless. Amen.